Good morning, everyone. Today is Monday, 22nd of May, 2023. As you all know, Mark has been reading through this book, God Does Not Love Everyone, But He Does Love His Elect from Everlasting to Everlasting. Today he's going to be reading the 28th chapter of this book. It's a very important chapter. It's called The Golden Chain of Salvation. Do you remember the time that you first heard the golden chain of salvation? And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose, for whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called, and all whom He called, them He also justified, and whom He justified, them He also glorified. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? And so on. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Now, this is a rather lengthy chapter, I must say, so I'm not going to have Mark read the whole chapter today. I'm going to have him read, try to get through maybe half of the chapter. I'm going to have him read to... I'll have him read to the bottom of page 237. Okay, so when you get to 237, stop, okay? And
chapter 28, The Golden Chain of Salvation. You said page to the top.
To the bottom of 237.
Okay, thanks. Chapter 28, The Golden Chain of Salvation. The book of Romans is a doctrinal treatise on the sovereignty of God and salvation. No other book in the Bible is more clear or more redundant regarding the subject. Paul begins by affirming that virtually all the events that he is addressing is ordained by God. Paul has served Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated in the gospel of God, which he had promised before by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship, for obedience to the faith among all nations, for his name, among whom are you. Ye also, the call of Jesus Christ to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father, Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. Romans 1:1-8, the apostle then begins to talk about the gospel and shows in contrast to those who reprobate and hold the truth of unrighteousness. Serve the creature over the creator so as much as in me as I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as written, the just shall live by faith. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. As against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed unto them the visible things of Him, for the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like the corruptible man, and the birds, and four-footed beasts, and creepy things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, and change the truth of God into a lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up in the vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use in that which is against nature. Likewise also the man leaving the Nazarene used the woman burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, receiving in themselves that recompense their error which was meet. Even as they did not like to retain God, their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, believe me. Whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, merciful, who know the judgment of God, that which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Romans 1:5-32. Apostle Paul also made it clear to that those who are true Christians are those who have been born again by the Spirit of God, and that their physical makeup is not relevant to their spiritual condition, for he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. He is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart and the spirit, not the letter, but his praise is not of men, but of God. Romans 2:28-29. Third chapter, the Apostle Paul showed that both Jew and Gentile have not sought after God, none are righteous, no, not one, and works. Circumcision in the law does not save. He showed that God's people have been freely justified by his grace through the blood of Christ, as is written, there is none righteous, no, not one, there is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God, they are all gone out of the way, they are together become unprofitable, there is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulchre. With their tongues that they have used deceit, the poison of asps under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ and all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, and declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. Declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him that which believeth in Jesus. Where is boasting then, and is excluded by what law of works, nay, but by the law of faith? Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also the Gentiles? Yes, the Gentiles also. Seeing is one God which shall justify the circumcision by faith, and uncircumcision through faith. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid, yea, we establish a law. Romans 3:10-31. Subject of invitation is discussed by the Apostle Paul in chapter 4 regarding the fact that God would not impute the sins to his elect, and his elect would be imputed the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Even as David also described the blessedness of the man to whom God imputed the righteousness without works, saying, blessed are they whose iniquity is forgiven, whose sins are covered. Therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also. To whom it shall be imputed if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Romans 4:6-8, 22-25. Most churches that hold the free will doctrine deny original sin, which is clearly taught in the Bible. They say that man cannot be held responsible for the sin of Adam, and that they can only be held responsible for their own actual sin. Lie and denies clearly revealed scripture. Scripture also teaches that Christ brought eternal life to his people by his death on the cross, reconciling us to God. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith in his grace wherein we stand, joys and hope of the glory of God, now and sub we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation.
Okay, well, thank you, Mark. Is that 37?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, Mark, we'll continue this to the end of this chapter, hopefully tomorrow, God being in the willing and God being in the matter. Hope you have a blessed day today. God bless.